might have to go... You might have to... you're driving on the road, and you might have to stop and wait for the train to pass. What's that called right there? Does it have a name? You know, like, if we go up to one of those tracks and there's some trains going across, no special name?
No.
Okay, I'm supposing it went over the road, and you didn't have to, you just went underneath. What's that?
Trace.
Okay. All right, when you're driving downtown and you want to park next to the street, like this is a street and you want to pull in and park this way with it, what's that, what kind of parking is that called?
What?
Well, like if you're parking, if you want to park on the main street downtown, and there's no parking lot, you got to park on the street. What do you call that kind of parking?
Meter parking.
Yeah, but I mean, rather than, say this is a car, rather than pulling in like this, you've got to come up and get yourself next to the curb.
That's the way we park here.
Yeah, but does that have a name?
No.
Would you call it parallel parking here? Okay.
That's just regular parking right here.
Okay. All right, what do you call those little blue things that are sitting around on the streets where firemen come and hook up hoses to people?
Fire.
Okay. What do you call, okay, you know that city park thing right outside? I guess it's in this direction. That's several stories high. What do you call that kind of structure?
A building.
No, well, okay. That's all right. Would you ever call it a parking ramp?
Oh, you're talking about the... Dang, I thought you were talking about a regular building.
No, I mean the city
park.
Yeah,
we call it a parking ramp.
Okay. What do you call the really tall buildings downtown? A couple of them.
A building.
Do you have a special name for the ones that go up really high, that are taller than one or two stories? Would you ever call them a skyscraper? No? They're not big enough? Okay. What do you call the little tiny roads that are maybe just wide enough for one car that go between two buildings that are close together?
One way?
Okay, how about the ones that you can't even drive on, really? People might put their garbage out there or something.
An alley.
Okay, I still think you're going to have to talk a little bit louder.
An alley.
Okay. All right, supposing there's there's an area of town where they've torn down a building, and nothing else has been built on it yet. What do you call that land? Say you've got three buildings together, and they tear down the middle one. And it's just, there's nothing on it, and they're getting ready to build something else on it.
I don't know.
How about, what would you call a vacant lot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, what do you call a place where you go get a drink of water? That you...
Water fountain.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to ask you about different kinds of cars. What would you call a small car with just... Either two bucket seats in it or just one bench seat. And only room for two people to sit in it. Do you know a special name for that particular kind of car?
What kind you want me to say?
Well, not a brand name, but just it's a small car, like those little Porsches or something.
What? Porsche?
Okay. Have you ever heard of a coupe?
Jaguar.
Or a coupe?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any slang names for those great big cars that rich people drive, like Cadillacs or something, you know, or Blacks drive?
No, except a coon car when you see one with big white walls and stuff.
Okay, that's what I'm asking for. Have you ever heard one called a pimp mobile?
No.
Okay. What do you call small delivery trucks? That electricians might drive, or people, you know.
Service trucks.
Okay. How about one with a you know, the load bed that's enclosed? It's like, you know, it's a small
diesel.
Yeah, but it's no. I mean, just a small one that I don't know. Your father might drive or something.